kind of a broad question, but obviously the Rams have played some pretty good defense. What is the bigger challenge with those guys on defense?
The Rams defense, very good defense, starts with the front, very talented. Their ability to create penetration, and really I think it sets the whole tone for their defense. So a good linebacker crew, secondary plays a lot of vision, so this will be a big test for us.
Mike, is it nice just to be back in kind of a normal week, playing at a kind of a normal start time and all that kind of stuff?
Definitely. I mean, really, to be on a 7-day week and play a normal time is something we actually talked about as a team, and the importance of getting into the flow of the preparation, particularly this week, and then also will be the same next week. So it's been a disjointed schedule, and it's important for our preparation to reflect the flow that these 7-day schedules give you.
Mike, Nick Foles is a guy in his career who has not thrown a lot of interceptions. I think he had 1 year, it was like 20-some touchdowns and two interceptions. And obviously, Aaron takes care of the ball. Is there a common thread among quarterbacks that take care of the football in that regard and don't?
Definitely. I mean, a quarterback takes care of the football, gives his football team a higher percentage, higher chance to win the game. It's the most important facet of the game of football is who has the ball. I mean, that's how you win the game. So he's good. He takes care of it. He plays within rhythm. He's good footwork. He's decisive. He knows where to go with the ball pretty much on every play. I think it looks like he does a good job with the scheme recognition and pre-snap, and he does a good job running their system.
Mike, kind of along those lines, Aaron's always taking good care of the football, obviously. It's nothing new this year, but he's never started a season the way he has in terms of taking care of the football. Why do you think he's been able to just be a little bit better this year?
Well, I mean, it's always been a focus, and he's doing like you said, the best job that he's done, and it's something that we continue to build off, continue to emphasize, and it's really something that's stresses the whole offense, and it's stressed in also the return game, and even the ability when you have the opportunity to get a takeaway, take care of the football. So I mean, everybody does it, everybody has different ways of emphasizing it, drilling it, but our players are to this point doing a heck of a job with that.
I don't say is that a surprise, but is it particularly impressive when he loses Jordy? You get James Jones in here for a week. Devontae's been banged up. He's coming out a rookie. That he's with all those moving parts, he's still continue to do what he does.
I think it speaks to Aaron's discipline. The fact that he hasn't changed the way he plays. I think it's important. Anytime you go through a change in personnel and going back to the preseason, starting with Jordy, you don't replace Jordy Nelson. So don't we don't need to change how we're playing. Everybody needs to step up and do their role, do their job, but make sure you're ready to take advantage of more opportunities that may come your way. So I think really that speaks to the discipline of Aaron at the quarterback position. He hasn't tried to force things or try to make things happen. He's done a great job of running the offense and taking advantage of what the defense gives us.
Mike, Gurley was pretty impressive on Sunday, but your run defense has been pretty impressive, at least against the running backs the last 3 weeks. But what have you seen that really points to the improvement there over that first week?
Well, I think it's just really the discipline and the fundamentals. The energy has been excellent. We're getting off blocks. It starts up front. Our line has done a very good job of with the gap integrity and really the gap discipline. Penetration, the opportunities based on the scheme and so forth. So, and we're doing a great job rallying the ball.
What's your plan with Brian Blatt?
Well, really, all the injured guys, we're going to go in helmets today. So it's a lighter practice, similar to what we did last week. We're still not where we'd like to be health wise. So Brian will be in that early group just to see how they respond.
Mike, in reviewing San Francisco, could you guys pinpoint why Barkley struggled the way that he did? And is there something that he can do in a week's time to help that?
Well, as far as Don's performance, I think you have to take into account some of the situations that he was put in, particularly on the three sacks. I think that's definitely something as a staff we could do a better job of. But it's all fundamentals. I mean, that's really – know, what it comes down to, and it's no different than the other player. So, I mean, there's still plenty of room for our whole offensive line to grow, and particularly coming off that game.
I haven't seen how you like to use tight ends. When you go into a game and you really only have one that you're going to play, how limiting is that to you as a...
Well, I mean, we have two, so, I mean, it's more to get more, you know, it's important to get more out of KB and get him ready to contribute. But Richard's doing a great job. You know, we've always viewed the fullback position and the tight end position as almost interchangeable, just with the number of things that we like to do. So that's kind of the way, you know, it's just kind of the way our personnel is distributed right now.
Mike, do you have any hope for Devontae this week, or do you think it's going to be another week?
We're going to, I mean, just like every week, I'll give him the full week. We'll give him every opportunity to get back, and we'll see how he moves around. Tomorrow's a big practice. I mean, Thursdays are usually a pretty good indicator.
Back on Barkley for a minute. You guys generally don't help your, you know, guys too much, whether it's your starter or backup. I guess the knee-jerk reaction would be just, you know, give us some chip blocks or whatever. But you generally don't do that. I guess what is the philosophy on that?
Well, we help players, regardless if they're on offense and defense. Based on matchups and so forth, I mean, this is a matchup game. So it's important to have those utensils in your system of offense, defense, and special teams. So, you know, that's a potential answer. But we can all be better.
Mike, speaking of the protection, you know, when Aaron did so well against Seattle and he kept stepping up and moving, both you and him talked about how the front, the middle three, the center and the two guards are so important to your protection scheme. Does St. Louis present a greater challenge because those interior guys are so darn good and they can collapse the pocket?
Well, it's St. Louis, you know, it's unique to their personnel. It's unique to their scheme. You know, everybody has a pass rush plan. I mean, it's a plan, and you'll definitely, I think it'll be clear on what their plan is as far as how they want to come in here Sunday because of Aaron's ability to step by the, you know, the A gap, the B gap, or, you know, or when the one side collapses too. So, I mean, that's all part of the game. It's part of the chess match, and you have tendencies of how you think they'll rush each player based on the matchup and so forth, based on the stance. I mean, that's all part of the preparation.
Hey, Mike, at what point did you notice with Ty Montgomery that maybe he was more advanced from a mental and preparation standpoint than your typical rookie
minicamp? I mean, he went on the first night and came back and answered every question. And I mean, Alex Van Pelt was extremely impressed, you know, from that second day. So, you knew then that football was natural to him, and he was able to pick up concepts and, you know, the ability to memorize and then come in and grab a hold of a scheme, like, you know, that fast as far as what's on paper was definitely unique.
So what approach do you take with a guy who's like that, though? Because you also, correct me if I'm wrong, but you also believe in, you know, if a guy's got a lot on his plate, you don't want to overload him, even as smart as he is. So how do you take a guy that maybe can handle a lot, but you don't want to push him too hard and overload him?
Well, I think that's definitely the line you have to try to straddle. And frankly, we did too much with him early because he was able to handle so much. I mean, he was playing on every special team. And, you know, I mean, heck, you thought he was going to be one of your best punt blockers, you know, punt rushers and so forth. So, I mean, he has a, you know, he has a high level of skill and his ability to understand on how he fits into the overall scheme for a young player is, you know, is very high. So, but I think particularly when you have injuries, it was important for him to settle down and focus on receiver, and we've backed off on special teams.
He played, I think, 99% of the snaps against the 49ers, only missed one. If Devontae is healthy, how do you balance, or what type of a number do you look for from a guy like that?
Don't have one for you. It's, you know, that really, those are things that, you know, we have a game management meeting on Friday. You know, and then because we do practice on Saturday now, we kind of wait to have the final, you know, hey, this is exactly as far as our rotations. We have a rotation plan for pretty much, you know, everybody set the line, you know, the offense, you know, you're not going to rotate your offensive line, but, you know, there's a plan for the D lineman and so forth. And being a no-huddle offense, it's kind of a natural rotation. So we'll see how it sorts out.
Two more, please.
You know, you said the other day you can't live in the package where you've got one of your receivers in the backfield. Are you a little bit excited, though, about what wrinkle he gives you now that you can put Randall back there, you can put him back there? On Sunday, you put both of them back there. Just as an offensive coach who likes to innovate, do you feel like this is just another kind of cool tool for you to use?
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, we were excited about it when we drafted him. And frankly, not using maybe Randall as much, too. So just to have the balance of having them both back here, whether it's, you know, exclusively to them or you know, the package of having them both and who moves out, who moves in. So, yeah, it definitely gives you another wrinkle.
Nick Foles has been productive when he's been healthy. What are your impressions of him?
Good quarterback. I think he's can make the throws. He does a very good job, like I said earlier, taking care of the football. Very rhythmic player, so it always tells me he's in tune with the system, the players he's playing with, particularly in the passing game. Has excellent command in the run game. They do some things at the line of scrimmage, so he's a good quarterback.
Mike, you've coached against Jeff Fisher for a long time in Tennessee and now here, and he obviously went to a second team to start over, and they're having some success. You've stayed here. You don't have any plans on going anywhere. Has this year given you a little bit of some juice, though, in terms of with your new responsibilities and doing things a little differently? It would just seem like when you coach in one place for a long time, you have to find maybe those things that shake it up a little bit for you. I'm just wondering if you've gotten personally that. I know you've gotten what you wanted from the team.
You know, I've always looked at each year as a kind of a shake you up kind of moment. You know, I don't think it's ever it's never the same from one year to the next, regardless if you're calling the plays on offense and so forth. There's always things to learn from. You have to grow as a coach, regardless of your position, head coach, assistant coach, and so forth. So the new responsibilities, you know, I were done for a reason, and it's growing as far as the input and some of the things that we're doing. We got to watch that we don't do too much from some of the new things we're doing. But yeah, I think when you lose that, then you have to take a hard look at yourself.